WKJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And taking a look at sports here this morning on KJAN, a quick recap of some high school activities over the weekend. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team ran away with the condensed one-day John J. Harris Invitational on Saturday. They scored 224.5 points, outpaced the rest of the field by 75 points. Trojans had three individual champs, Joe Weaver at 120, Chase McLaren at 138, and Cale Roller at 220. The Trojans also had three runners-up, and they once again finish in first place. Missouri Valley was second with 149.5 points. Winners set Creston Orient Maxburg and ACGC rounded out the top five teams there at the John Harris. Also, the first ever Iowa Wrestling Coaches Officials Association Girls State Wrestling Championships were held on Saturday at Waverly Shell Rock High School. The host school took the team title as Waverly Shell Rock scored 144 points. Colfax Mingo was runner-up, followed by Charles City, Waukon, and Osage, the top five. Highest finishing team from our area was Logan Magnolia in 13th place with 23 points. Missouri Valley also scoring 22 points. Riverside scored 16 there at that tourney. And three individuals from the KJN listening area finished as runners-up there at that Girls State Wrestling Championships. And Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia was second at 132. Madison Buffman of Missouri Valley finished second at 138. And Ileana Yanes of Riverside was second at 285. So that's a look at your area competitors in that IWCOA Girls State Wrestling Championships, first year they've held that event. Also, Bishop Heelan won their home wrestling invitational on Saturday as they scored 205 points. Lewis Central came in second with 182, followed by Logan Magnolia in third with 175. Lamars and Sioux City East rounded out the top five, as once again Bishop Heelan winning that home invite. Also in high school basketball on Saturday, in boys play in Hawkeye 10 action, it was Glenwood holding off Harlan 58-53. West Des Moines Valley was a 50-41 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, and West Sioux beat West Lyons 75-66. The Bluegrass Conference Tournament first round, it was Orion Maxburg 58-43 over Diagonal. At the Gilbert Showcase, it was Gilbert beating Kemper Catholic 68-56. And at the Nebraska Prep Classic, that was played over at Sokol Arena there, home of the Creighton women's basketball team. And it was Gretna, Nebraska defeating Trainer 65-27. And Winnebago of Nebraska, 71-60 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert. In girls' scores from Saturday, it was Bishop Heelan over Trainer 60-48. West Lyon beat West Sioux 55-36. And Westwood, an 81-29 winner over Maple Valley. The Bluegrass Conference tourney, Ankeny Christian Academy, beat Orient Maxburg 55-30. That's a look at some of your high school sports from over the weekend. Also, another high school-related note, multiple media outlets reported last week that Harlan Athletic Director and boys basketball coach Mitch Osborne will retire following this school year. He'll leave as one of the all-time best coaches in the state. He currently has a career record of 687-160 and is fourth on the wins list in Iowa history. Osborne's teams have won three state championships in 1994 with Pomeroy Palmer and at Harlan in 2004 and 2006. He's one of a handful of coaches that have led three different schools to the state tournament, including those two we just mentioned, along with Elkhorn Kimbleton. Osborne was diagnosed nearly 5 years ago with mantle cell lymphoma. He told other media outlets that his health is doing well right now, and that's why he wants to step away to spend more time with his family. Moving on to national sporting notes, the upcoming Super Bowl will be a rematch of the 2001-2002 title game. Greg Zuerlein has kicked the Los Angeles Rams into the Super Bowl, and the Patriots are headed back there for the third straight year and ninth time in the Brady Belichick era. Zuerlein drilled a 57-yard field goal in overtime to complete the Rams' comeback in a 26-23 victory over the Saints in the NFC Championship game at a raucous New Orleans Superdome. The game-ending kick came after Drew Brees heaved a fluttering pass that was picked off by John Johnson III on the first drive of the extra period. The Saints were on the verge of a 23-20 victory until Zuerlein hit a 48-yard field goal with 15 seconds remaining in regulation. The tying drive came after Los Angeles cornerback Nickell Robey-Coleman committed a blatant interference penalty with a helmet-to-helmet hit inside the Rams' five, but the officials didn't call anything, forcing the Saints to settle for Will Lutz's 31-yard field goal that made it 23-20 with 1:45 left in regulation. The Rams clawed back after the Saints took a 13-0 first quarter lead on a pair of Will Lutz field goals and a 5-yard scoring strike from Breeze to Garrett Griffin. L.A. remained scoreless until punter John Hecker completed a 12-yard pass on fourth down, leading to Zuerlein's first field goal of the afternoon. Todd Gurley scored the Rams' first touchdown just before halftime, following a 36-yard reception by former Saints receiver Brandon Cooks. Jared Goff hit Tyler Higbee for a 1-yard score after Breeze tossed his second scoring strike to restore the Saints' 10-point lead midway through the third quarter. Goff was 25 of 40, passing for 297 yards and one interception. The Rams are in the Super Bowl for the first time since their loss to New England in the 2002 game at the Superdome. It's the first time Los Angeles has had a Super Bowl team since the 79 Rams fell to Pittsburgh. It was the first home playoff loss for the Saints with Breeze and Coach Sean Payton. The Patriots also needed overtime before Rex Burkhead's 2-yard touchdown run gave them a 37-31 victory over the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game at Kansas City. New England won the toss before Brady drove the team 75 yards in less than 5 minutes. The Chiefs trailed 17-7 in the fourth quarter until Damian Williams scored 3 touchdowns, including receptions of 1 and 23 yards from Patrick Mahomes. Burkhead put New England back on top with a 4-yard scoring run with 39 seconds left in regulation, but it took the Chiefs just 31 seconds to tie the game and force OT on Harrison Butker's 39-yard field goal. Brady was intercepted twice while completing 30 of 46 passes for 348 yards and 1 touchdown. Sony Michel scored the game's first TD and finished with 113 yards on 29 carries. Mahomes and the Chiefs heated up after netting just 32 yards in the opening half. The NFL MVP candidate finished 16 of 31 for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's the first year both conference title games went to overtime. The last time both visitors won conference championship matches was 2012. And also in Iowa Hawkeye basketball yesterday, number 23, Iowa shot the lights out in a win over Illinois. They shot a Carver Hawkeye Arena record 68%, including 15 of 21 from three-point range in a 95-71 win. Freshman Joe Wieskamp was 6 of 6 from three-point range and finished with 24 points.
I've been struggling shooting a little bit the past couple games, so to see that first one go in gave me a lot of confidence, and I just try to be efficient.
The win was the fifth straight for the Hawkeyes, who are now 5-3 in the Big Ten.
Any Big Ten game is going to be tough. Illinois is coming off a big win, so we knew that they were going to give us their best, and we were able to stop that early and just continue to build on our lead.
Iowa hosts Michigan State on Thursday night. The sixth-ranked Spartans are unbeaten heading into tonight's game against number 19, Maryland. Brady Ellingson made a career-high 7 3-pointers and matching his personal best to 25 points, and Drake defeated Missouri State 74-63 on Sunday. Ellingson made all but one of his shots from the arc and was 9-10 shooting overall for the Bulldogs, who improved to 8-1 at home with their second straight win. They're 14-5 overall and 3-3 in the Valley. The 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women got 27 points from Megan Gustafson in a 94-75 win on Sunday at Illinois. The Hawkeyes are now 5-2 in the Big Ten.
You know, we came in here and shot the ball really, really well. 62% from the field, 50% from three-point range. I love that number. So glad that our shooters are getting into their rhythm again, and it's happening at the perfect time.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says it was a complete effort by her team. And two teams that are part of a four-way logjam atop of the Big 12 standings collide tonight when Iowa State visits Kansas. The Cyclones are 4-2 in the league race and face a Jayhawk team coming off an upset loss at West Virginia.
They're going to be laser-focused and razor-sharp, and we're going to have to respond and be able to handle all the adversity. It's their first game back with students and the crowd. And I mean, it was great going to Tech because we got a good taste of it, but Kansas will be even louder and but, man, it'd be a lot of fun, too, so we can't wait.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones hammered Kansas 2 weeks ago in Ames, and Prohm says winning in Lawrence will be a bigger challenge. That game's set for an 8 o'clock tip time here tonight. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.